Athens, Georgia has been a music haven since the late 1970s, with the rise of the B-52s and REM, but there was another band that made waves just as big at the time, Pylon. Founded by four students at UGA in 1979, the group was the premier party band for college shindigs. Lead singer Vanessa Briscoe Hay has resurrected the band with an all-new lineup. The Pylon Reenactment Society has a new EP called Part-Time Punk Session. It's coming soon. And with me now is Pylon singer and frontwoman Vanessa Briscoe Hay. Hello there.
Hey, hi Celeste.
Hello. And also with us is Joe Rowe, who's drummer with the Pylon Reenactment Society. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Celeste.
Let's start very basically, Vanessa, and talk about what punk is, because there's no... agreement on what makes something punk or not.
Well, that's exactly right. There is nothing that truly defines punk, except I think there is got to be a certain authenticity, and it's a feeling of, there was almost a feeling of rebellion for maybe the United States. We didn't have things like the UK to rebel against so much here. But some of the things we were rebelling against were bands that were like dinosaur bands, that were like giant bands that would be in big venues. And so it brought it back to a do-it-yourself kind of aesthetic. We did it ourselves, and it was small shows, and it had more energy, and you could be right there. So I think, the being right there and doing it yourself and having energy and expressing what you have, whatever that is, that's really what defines punk, and that's also, to me, what defines what music that is authentic, whether it be blues or gospel or rock.
Do you want to weigh in on that as well? Joe?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of times Pylon is thought of more as post-punk or called more post-punk, kind of a little bit later than the punk scene. Some bands like Gang of Four, things like that. And I know Pylon played with Gang of Four back in the day. And I think it's a certain attitude, yeah.
So what's it been like, Vanessa, with the Pylon Reenactment Society? And you've been careful about changing the title enough so that people know that this is a new edition of Pylon. So what else has changed, do you think? When you add a new lineup of musicians, what changes about the band?
Well, what was interesting for me was that people work differently. Now, in between, I did have a recording project called Supercluster, and some of the people who were in that, Jason Neesmith and Kay Stanton, they came along with me into the Pylon Reenactment Society. And, I've discovered that people work differently. Pylon were artists first. We were not musicians first. And our aesthetic was maybe different. And it's been a lot of growth for me to discover how differently people work.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a very good way. Growth is always good. And, if you make a mistake, that's also a learning opportunity, isn't it?
Well, let's hear some tunes from the EP. This first one we'll hear is called Feast on My Heart. So I have kind of a prosaic question for you, because how that style of singing is not easy to maintain over years. How do you keep your voice while you're doing those kind of sounds with it?
I don't know, to be honest. It's just something that I'm not a trained vocalist per se. In high school, I did sing with the chorus, and I grew up singing around the house with my dad and stuff, but. My high school band director and chorus director, we had a reunion recently, and he said, I just can't believe how you sound, because you had such a sweet little voice in high school. And I think the music drives that. And for me, it's a feeling that comes inside, and then it comes back out. Now, to maintain it now that I'm older, I do have to do warm-ups, and, you know, especially after three or four shows in a row,
make
sure to drink a lot of water, keep hydrated, and you have to take care of yourself more than, say, when I was younger and I go out for 3 weeks at a time and maybe have 2 days off.
Right, exactly. So, Joe, what is the sound, do you think, of the new version of Pylon? What does it sound like?
I think we probably kind of follow pretty closely the original Pylon. I mean, I know at least I do when I was learning the songs. So for me, it was kind of a situation where you have to learn what's there first in order to, you know, divert from it or in order to do your own thing with it. You know, that's the way I feel. So, and I think Vanessa has one of the most unique and greatest voices in all of rock and roll, personally. So it's just really been really, really fun to play behind her. And I don't know, that's all I can say, really. It's just great music, and it was really fun to learn.
Well, let's hear another song. This is, again, from the EP. This one is Buzz. So you actually brought a vinyl copy of the EP with you. And, you know, let me ask you about vinyl, because when you were first playing with Pylon, people were getting their records on actual records, LPs, and here it is back again. I mean, how do you feel about the resurgence of vinyl?
I think it's wonderful. To me, vinyl sounds warmer. And in the case of a recording like this, this is a 12-inch EP meant to be played at 45 RPM. That means the songs are really spread out, the grooves are deeper, so you get a much better bass response. You get a much liver, louder sound than is possible on a CD. They have to flatten everything down to, 34-bit or whatever. You've just been mixing some playing stuff.
Yeah, and even when it's converted to MP3s and digital, it's compressed and made even smaller than a vinyl. Vinyl sound would be.
So you're recommending get this on record?
Well, if you can. We're just pressing 300 initially, and it is coming out with Chunklet is helping me put it out.
So this wasn't intent. You weren't intending to release this when you recorded it, right?
No, I kind of forgot about it. We had gone.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to release it when we recorded it.
we recorded this last December for a radio show in, Los Angeles called KXLU Part-Time Punks, and it was a fundraiser. So they brought us in before our show in Los Angeles for a couple of hours, and we recorded at the Cave. It was sort of like John Peel's sessions. Which was a very famous DJ in London. I forget which BBC it was, but he would do the same sort of thing. And this was supposed to be a fundraiser. So we've been doing some touring and whatnot, and I sent over some different files to our media person to try to come up with some promotional stuff. And she heard this, and she said, "You've got to put this out. This is good." So I took a serious listen to it, and something had happened that's kind of like almost the holy grail of recording, in that we recorded it all at once. It has a very live feel. It has a good performance, but it's also recorded well. There's no mud involved. It's very clear. So it's like, you know what, you're right. I'm going to just try to put together some of my own money, and we're going to put this out.
Well, let's hear another song off the EP. This one is called Precaution. Joe, when you found out it was actually going to be released, Is that good news or?
Yeah, that was good news. I knew that we played well when we did it. We were playing shows and we were well rehearsed. So and yeah, we actually all got together just like a week or two ago for the first time and listened to the test pressings to make sure that it was passable to put out, and we were all really happy with it.
So when is the next release coming?
This is going to be formally released for distribution on October 1st, but they're taking pre-orders right now for it on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp. That is Vanessa Briscoe-Hay. She is singer and frontwoman for the Pylon Reenactment Society. Also with us, drummer Joe Rowe. Their new EP is called Part-Time Punks Session, and it's available for pre-order now. You just heard. Thanks so much to both of you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks.